We are at the very end of Hilchus Esrig. We're in Siman Tov Resh Mem Ches, and we are up to Sifcha Beis, and that's what we'll be doing. Shir Esrig Kadin, the shear of a small Esrig, the minimum shear of an Esrig. Pachis mi kebeitza pasul. If it's less than a kebeitza, it is pasul. Avl mu kebeitza, but if it's a kebeitza, afilu hu boser, even if it's unripe. Shadayin lo nigmar pirio, kosher. Now, what does he mean? Why is he bringing in the issue of ripeness? What is the psul of a small esrig? A small esrig is not considered fully grown. So because of that, it's pasul. How do we determine if it's fully grown or not? So there we say, if it's less than a kebeitza, it's not fully grown. What if you know that these are dwarf esrogim that never grow to be a kebeitza? Doesn't make a difference. It's considered not fully grown. So the halacha is that if you have an esrog smaller than a kebeitza, it's pasul. What if it's more than a kebeitza, but you know it's not fully grown? That's kosher. That we say is kosher. So it's totally in it really being an esrog, meaning a fully developed esrog. Now, the Mishnah Berurah also says that if it's not fully grown, it's probably going to be dark green, so we already said that it was pasul. Now, the Chassam Sofer discusses the fact that we know that Tzlach pointed out that Bizman HaZeh, the shiurim must be smaller than the shiurim that Chazal gave us by way of measuring an egg does not correspond so much to the shiur the Gemara gives us of fingers. It seems that either our fingers are bigger or our eggs are smaller than they used to be because there's no correspondence between the two. And therefore, the Tzlach said that our eggs must be smaller, and he said to double an egg. The Chassam Sofer wants to say that with regard to this halacha, which is a question of determining whether or not it's fully grown, that depends on the esrogim of today, not of what they used to look like. And he therefore says that you do not have to double the shear of a kebeitza in determining the size of an esrog today, but today's egg is good enough. The Bikurei Yaakov says that a bal nefesh should be machmer and double the shear. The psul of lo nigmar pri is kol shiva. What happens if you had an esrig that would have the shear, but then it shrunk? So that's, you can't say it's not nigmar pri. It was nigmar pri yesterday. Today it isn't. So the answer is today it becomes possible for a different reason because it's not hadr. It means an esrig that shrinks to the point that it's not yet a kebeitza is not hadr. Further in the Mechaberim, Hayagodl Kol Shu Kosher, there's no maximum shear for an esrig. You can carry it on your shoulders, it is still kosher. You won't be able to hold all four minim in the hand at the same time. That's not ma'akev, you can take them bizarch as that too.